Free agency is just starting to heat up, and there is already a lot to keep up with. Now, something that we talked about back at the combine was the importance of quarterbacks and the role that they would play in the Colts draft experience. Well, as we get closer to the actual beginning of free agency, there have already been some quarterback moves that are worth noting. The first, Tyrod Taylor to the Cleveland Browns. This was really the first blockbuster move of this offseason. And to be honest, when I first saw the move, I thought, oh man, now the Cleveland Browns may not take a quarterback as early on. But then I remembered that John Dorsey is now the general manager for the Cleveland Browns. This is the same John Dorsey that Chris Ballard learned from in Kansas City. And what we hear Chris Ballard say all the time that he has learned over his career is the importance of competition at every position. So I believe this Tyrod Taylor move was more of a let's add competition to the roster, more so than add a franchise quarterback to the roster. So I still wouldn't be surprised if the Cleveland Browns used that number one overall pick to get themselves another quarterback. But what this trade does mean, though, is that the Buffalo Bills now sit at the 12th overall spot thanks to a trade with Cincinnati, and they are in the hunt for a quarterback. And I would even bet that they're looking to move up to make sure they get the quarterback they want. So they'll probably have Chris Ballard's number come late April. They might even have the Giants' number to move up to that number two overall spot. Now, other reports from around the league from ESPN and the NFL Network has Case Keenum going to the Broncos, and Kirk Cousins, he's going to the Vikings. So that means teams like the Jets and some other quarterback needy teams may have to wait until the draft to fill that need. Now, mock drafts have been pretty consistent with the Colts taking Bradley Chubb at that third overall spot. That's even some mock drafts that have the Browns and the Giants taking quarterbacks, meaning that the Colts would take Chubb over Saquon Barkley. So there's still a lot to be debated there. But one thing to keep in mind as we get closer to the craziness of free agency is that Chris Ballard, from the moment he took over in Indianapolis, said that he wants to build through the draft and not look for any type of long-term fix through free agency. So for those of you waiting for this quick, big blockbuster move from the Colts, I wouldn't hold my breath. In 2016, Chris Ballard was able to get some highly talented players on team-friendly deals, and the biggest one of those didn't come until mid-April with Jonathan Hankins. So while we all are going to be paying attention to the Colts' free agency decisions, I'm also going to stay in tune with other teams' decisions when it comes to quarterbacks and see how that may shape up the Colts' draft board. For the Colts, I'm Caroline Cann.